Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. Our music historian, Monsignor Philip Whitmore, comments on some Lenten hymns, all using German chorale tunes and arranged by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Now is the healing time decreed for sins of heart, of word or deed. That's exactly what Lent is, a time of healing, when we prepare to celebrate the Paschal mystery with minds and hearts renewed. The words of this hymn began life in Latin in the 12th century, or maybe even earlier. Ecce tempus idoneum, now is the favourable time. The music is a German chorale tune, and what I want to do this week is to talk about some lesser-known Lenten hymns, all using German chorale tunes arranged by Johann Sebastian Bach. Listen now to Bach's setting of the melody we heard just now. He uses it not for a Lenten hymn, but for a Christmas cantata, Das neugeborene Kinderlein, the newborn child. In the years after the Reformation, German composers used chorale melodies all the time, in their organ music and in their choral music. An earlier generation of composers would have used Gregorian chant melodies in much the same way. For Bach, these chorale melodies were the heart and soul of his church music. The next hymn I want to play for you is based on one of Bach's favourite chorale tunes. It's an anguished prayer to our Lord as he undergoes his passion. Our holy Jesus, how hast thou offended? The original text was again a Latin one, written in the 11th century. We've been listening to a 19th century English translation by the poet Robert Bridges. Bridges produced quite a few hymn texts, some of them original, like All My Hope on God is Founded, but many of them translations of earlier hymns, like this one. Bach knew this hymn as Herz liebster Jesu, and he used it in his St. Matthew Passion. The Passion narrative is interspersed with chorales intended for the congregation to sing. This one comes very early on, as soon as Jesus says to his disciples, "After 2 days it will be Passover, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified." A more joyful chorale melody that sometimes sung as a Lenten hymn is the tune known as Innsbruck. It actually began life as a popular song, "O Innsbruck, I must leave thee." With only a few small changes, it was transformed from a popular song into a hymn, "O world, I now must leave thee." Bach used the tune several times with different texts. In his St. John Passion, he uses it to the words, "Wer hat dich so geschlagen?" Who was it who struck you so? During Lent, as we pray for healing and forgiveness, we reflect on the sufferings of our Lord, endured for our sakes, endured so that sins might be forgiven, so that we could be reconciled with God and live forever in union with Him, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
A big thank you there, as always, to Monsignor Philip Whitmore, a music historian who's currently working as an official at the Vatican's Secretariat of State. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.